in Benin, we are facing the Lassa fever since the 21st of January. The response has been fast and very robust. And we are coordinating our efforts under the leadership of the government, the Minister of Health, to ensure that we can close the outbreak in the upcoming week.
Why is it that Benin authorities decided to declare an epidemic as of the very first case?
Yeah, because Benin had 2 years back the same type of outbreak. So they know how to manage the outbreak. And it's also because close to the current region, the affected region, they are faced to Nigeria, Niger State, which is affected by the Lassa fever. So we have the knowledge, and based on our surveillance system, we have been in a capacity to detect early the first index case. Everything is underway to reduce the impact of the outbreak.
What measures are being taken to reduce the impact of the outbreak?
Let me summarize by saying prevention, preventing the community by involving the community themselves, strengthening the social mobilization and communication, but also improving the health workers' capacity to manage all cases and also protecting the health workers. So we are using all the strategies needed to reduce the impact of the outbreak and close the outbreak as soon as possible.
Can you tell us about Lassa fever? What is it? What are its symptoms? And if there's a treatment?
Yeah, the Lassa fever is transmitted by a virus from the rat. You know, this is a very small rat, less than 100 grams. It's a very small thing, but, it's the one creating the problem. So the major symptoms are fever and also the blood in the different coming from vomiting and so on, and also different kind of pains, and that's the most important.
And is there a treatment?
There is no treatment, but we have to treat the different symptoms. But we are also using rivaroxaban, which is a treatment. When it's taken early at the beginning of the different symptoms, we can improve the health of the patient.
Is Lassa fever a deadly disease?
In most of the time, the fatality rate is very low. It's from 1 to 15%. But currently in Benin, we are at almost around 40%. So we are doing our best to also reduce the fatality rate. But I know also that in Nigeria, the fatality rate is almost 50%. It means that 1 out of 2 patients will die or is dying.
Why is the fatality rate so high?
Sometimes it's the patients are seen a little bit late, and also lack of treatment coming on time. And also the detection of the sick people is sometimes late. So what we are now trying to do is to really to get the different patient at the beginning, when they start having fever and some other pains, and it's where we can succeed to really do something for them and avoid the death.